Dementia Action Week kicks off events roundup. A range of opportunities to engage with dementia and how it can be supported are running across the Mid-Essex next week. There are a number of events happening across the Braintree District as part of Dementia Action Week. Wednesday, May the 15th, Dementia Friendly Choir, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Halstead Empire Theatre, and Dementia Friendly Cafe, 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Whittam Hub. Thursday, May the 16th, Dementia Friendly Cinema, 1:45 at the Halstead Empire. Friday, May the 17th, Sporting Memories, 10:30 to 12:30 at Whittam Leisure Centre, and Dancing with Dementia from 2 p.m. at the Whittam Hub. There will also be a Home Instead stand at Braintree Village on Wednesday, May the 15th, Friday, May the 17th, and Saturday, May the 18th, from 10 till 4 each day. Braintree Village Shopping Centre, formerly Freeport, is hosting their free, informative and wellbeing events led by Home Instead Braintree to provide insights into community resources and caregiving strategies. Participating organisations include Braintree Primary Care Network, Care UK, Community 360, Carers First Essex, United in Kind, Essex Dementia Care, Essex Police, Friends of Braintree Community Hospital, Braintree District Council and the Alzheimer's Society. Running from 10 till 4, they are on Wednesday, May the 15th, Friday, May the 17th, and Saturday, May the 18th. Essex Freemasons have donated 20,000 art therapy colouring books to be given out in the current Dementia Action Week across the county. They have gone to 150 hospital wards, dementia charities, support groups and 17 care homes. The books help sufferers by engaging attention and improving symptoms of anxiety and apathy. More than £8,000 for Farley Hospice has been raised by Gracie Barra Molden, a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and self-defence club, through a 24-hour non-stop grapple-thon. The event involved at least one sparring partner, pair, on the mat at all times. Once their time was up, they would tag in the next members. Overall, members have raised £8,131 in sponsorship so far. 50 teams raced against the clock in their handmade vehicles to support charities at this year's Great Dunmo Soapbox Race, organised by Great Dunmo Round Table. Competitors faced jumps and a slippery blizzard alley, driving through clouds of foam and bubbles on their way to the finish line. Gold medal winner was Greased Lightning, with Harston Round Table winning silver and bronze going to Mind in West Essex. The Whittam Hub has completed the government's Disability Confidence Scheme, which encourages employers to be disability committed in their recruitment and employment policies. The scheme is overseen by the Department of Work and Pensions and has three stages, which the Grove Centre-based organisation passed in less than a year. Representatives of 15 charities operating in Halstead accepted the invitation to talk about what they do at Halstead Town Council's annual meeting. All were handed forms to apply for the Council's next round of grants of up to £500 this year. A new regular afternoon for the blind and partially sighted in Halstead meets for the first time on Wednesday, May the 23rd, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Run by Colchester-based Essex Sight, it's at the Halstead Community Shed in Fen Road and plans to follow every fourth Wednesday. The May Supper Club of Sight Charity Support for Sight is on Monday, May the 20th, from 5pm to 7pm at The Astronomer in Avenue East, Braintree. For more information, call 07932 729669.